once again, inmates, Thanatos Kane, here once again to do another watch-along preview, or whatever you want to call it, for Crisis on Infinite Earths, Part 3. This one is airing on Flash Season 6, Episode 9. I think all of them are airing on Episode 9 this year, rather than Season 1, Episode 9. Supergirl's 5-9. So I think they're all 5-9s. And this is the last one before the winter break. So pretty much, you know what we're going to get. We're going to get some awesome cliffhanger. Fair warning, I haven't seen this episode yet. Usually when I watch these episodes, I kind of watch them beforehand so I can give some little tidbits in here and there. But sadly, of course, I had to work late tonight. And literally, it's about 3:21 a.m. Everybody's sleeping. Except me, because, you know, I'm for the inmates, anything for the asylum, and we're doing part 3 of Crisis on Infinite Earths. When last we left, Kingdom Come Superman was recruited in the team, the 7 Paragons, or 4 Paragons, were revealed. It's Batwoman, Supergirl, The Flash, Kingdom Come Superman, so those are 4, and there's 7, so I guess we're going to find out who are the remaining 3 are. And when last we left, also, we found out that Harbinger was kidnapped by the Anti-Monitor, and we all know how that ends up in the comics. So, let's cue this episode up right now. And if you guys are watching at home, I got queued up in 4 seconds. Looks like red skies and somebody's running through. So, here we go in 3, 2, 1, and here goes part 3 of Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's a nice callback right here. We have Huntress. If you remember that Birds of Prey TV series, which aired under the CW. Wow. Earth's 166. Goodbye, Huntress, and goodbye. And I was on New Gotham, by the way. That series aired, I believe, in the early 2000s. Birds of Prey series, Barbara Gordon. And I think Rachel Scavergaz, who plays Red Alice on Batwoman, was the daughter of the Black Canary in that show, so. I love Ray Palmer, by the way. And Cisco Ramon. Probably a lot of people's favorite character in The Flash. He's like the witty quote box. You know, every time we first crossover, very nice. There is Martian Manhunter, played by the great David Harewood. I like how accurate the costumes are, by the way. Cisco giving it to Batwoman there. It's the first appearance of John Diggle in The Crisis. Nice to see him. He's one of the better characters that was actually made for the show, along with Felicity. Smoke. She was a good character for a while, and then, of course, she got that love triangle, then, you know. To me, I think she took a step back. I liked her better when she was the witty comeback artist, the whiz in the computer, but, you know. People wanted Felicity, what can you say? And if you read the comics, as I said before, Harbinger does team up with the Anti-Monitor and eventually kills the Monitor, so that's no, Oh, there was a nice, credit to Ashley Scott, that was the Huntress that we saw in the beginning. Osara Choi, Supernatural alum. The Anti-Matter Universe. I gotta say, I like Lamont Garrett as the Monitor. I didn't think he was much of a character in comics. I mean, obviously he had that monotone dialogue, but, you know, they really kind of fushed, you know, apparently from what I read from Mark Guggenheim, if you watch the After Crisis, they said we're gonna see where he came from next year, or a couple weeks, actually. I'm not too sure how I feel about Killer Frost's new costume, but, Oh, they're gonna bring Vi back, huh? Now, he took the metahuman cure at the ending of Season 5, so he's no longer Vibe, in case you guys didn't know. And looks like the Monitor wasn't taking no for an answer. Welcome back, Mr. Vibe. You know, I read an interview with Mark Guggenheim and Greg Berlanti, and they always said the key to these shows, the CW Universe, or the Arrowverse, as they call it, is heart, humor, and spectacle. And you can, that kind of reformation's all over the CW, all over the Arrowverse. You can see it, especially with those moments between Iris and Barry. I like how he just calls him. He hates the Anti-Monitor name. Now, if you read the comics, the Pariah, obviously the Pariah character, bear witness to everything. That was his curse, that he was cursed by the Anti-Monitor. You know, it's funny, because Captain Mike and I, we've talked about this probably off and on for a couple of years, of the Anti-Monitor actually showing up in the CW Universe on the big screen, but funny that he's here now. Somebody asked me at work, like, how come the Anti-Monitor is more stronger than the Monitor? And I've always said, if you read the comics, and now it's actually been backed up by the show, is the more worlds that the Anti-Monitor wave takes, the more stronger he gets, and the more weaker the Monitor becomes. So, I think once again, I think I've said it before, I wasn't big on John Cryer being Lex Luthor, but, you know, he's been so good. He's kind of like a hybrid of Gene Hackman and Kevin Spacey, but Of course, one of the things about Lex, he's brilliant. Brilliant, intelligent human being. Probably one of the smartest human beings in the world. And actually, there's a comic run right now going on, Year of the Infected, which Lex becomes sort of a pseudo-god, and he's fighting, or he's going to fight, the Batman Who Laughs, so... Should be coming out soon. I just love the way Ruby Rose looks with that star on her face. Very Batman-esque. Earth 666. Surprise, surprise. Tom Ellis, Mr. Lucifer Morningstar himself. There was reports that he wasn't going to be in this crossover, but it's really cool to see him. I love this cameo. If you guys have never seen Lucifer, do yourself a favor and watch it. Tom Ellis really just makes that show. He makes that character his own. And now he's trying to mack on off his daughter. Man, I hope Matt Ryan shows up in Lucifer. That'd be so great. It's too bad that Lucifer's ending next season. Oh, gosh. This relationship is gold. Oh man, I'll tell you what, that cameo was probably the best of the entire crossover. And I guess Purgatory would be Lian Yu. Well, it's duh. That's what Lian Yu means. It means Purgatory. You know, what we haven't seen yet is the Spectre. He was cast. But we are in part 3. We have 2 more parts to go, so eventually he'll show up. Mr. Green Jeans. It's amazing how, like, in the past, when you've had these superhero films or movies or TV shows, and they refuse to make comic book accurate costumes, and here we are, many moons later, and the costumes are just spot on. It's like looking at the comic come to life. That has to be the cosmic treadmill. Oh, John Wesley Ship Flash, as he's known in this universe as the Earth 90 Flash. cosmic treadmill. Are there old to the comics? I'm seriously geeking out of this moment by just watching all this. I'm not sure if Captain Mike has watched this yet, but I'm sure he'll get a big kick out of it. Uh-oh. And of course, there's always a failsafe. It's good seeing Osiris again, Osiris Choi. If you guys are Supernatural fans, he was the Prophet Kevin Tran. I think he was in season 11, I believe. He was killed by the Angel Gadriel. So, but I think he was in season 15. We saw him, and he was a ghost, and then he's. A lot of stuff, so. Good show, in case you haven't watched Supernatural. I'm a big fan. Ryan Choi, of course, if you guys read comics, he is the next Adam. And with Brandon Routh announcing this season that it's going to be his last of Legends, do not be surprised if he joins the Legends. Oh, any hero would want to be with their family in a moment like this. Now, in case you didn't know, Earth 73 was the home of Black Lightning, so, and that was mentioned a while ago, so, wonder when he's going to show up. A little bit of vulnerability from the modern. I love Lamont Garrett. I mean, I don't know what he's done besides this, but he's really good. I guess that's his daughter's name. You know, I love Brandon Routh as the Atom, but something about him as Superman is just... Jeez, even the monitor's kind of inspired. Does. There he is. You know, it was kind of funny when they announced Black Lightning was going to be in this crossover. I didn't know how he would fit in. But I like a connected universe. I kind of like this new suit better than the other one that he had last year, which was kind of like blue and looked very Power Rangers. But this is more of an organic suit. Kind of an ode to his old school suit, too. Not the old school one for the Super Friends, God no. Okay, we don't have Bruce and Clark, but we have Kara and Kate. This is Ruby Rose's best hour, I gotta say. To me, she's been the hero of this crossover. Like, sometimes she had like a background character in Batwoman, I've always said. But in this crisis, she's just up front. And she's just... I guess she's channeling her inner Batman. Of course, she's part of the Bat family, duh. But... the speed thing slowing me down is always kind of freaky when I see it. Tina, of course, is John Wesley Shipp's girlfriend or wife in the old Flash series in the 90s, which I kind of liked. Oh, he certainly did. Who was that guy? Oh, was that Diggle? Looked like he knocked out somebody else that was there. Oliver wearing the... looks like some of the old school suit from season one. you know, it's a shame that Steven's given up the hood. Kind of like to see her, him and Mia more. I gotta say, he's pretty young to be a doctor, but I guess he's one of those whiz kids. Damn, that was fast. Ours are disappearing left and right. We only have one left. The relationship of Iris and Barry has always been the strength of the Flash, even back when they were friends, if you guys remember that season one and season two. What about Eddie? What about Eddie? You know, it's strange that Eddie Thawne hasn't popped up one of the Indies places, but I guess he's too busy. I guess he's on that Navy SEAL TV show. Would have been nice to see him. I liked Eddie. Curse the Earth 90 Flash in the background looking on ominously. What the? Stealing his speed. It's true, he never said which Flash had to die. Oh, this is... You gotta go. The old Flash theme. Oh my God. Back to the OG series. Nice touch. Nice touch. And the Flash is no more. Nice ode to the comic. Of course, that's what happens. Oh, there's... Who's this guy? The Spectre? To be the Spectre. Oh, you know, he sent out some stuff on Instagram at the beginning of the year when he talked about playing the Spectre. Huh. Well, green and green. Spectre does have a green hood. We'll see him again in part 4. You know, when I read Crisis for the first time, there was always this, you know, the big thing about the book itself. I mean, obviously, from the obvious, you know, heroes gathering together to stop the ultimate evil, but it's always about loss and how you move on from loss. You know, I've had friends, and I've had a friend of mine recently. She lost her mother this past year, and I think we all go through that in life, that we lose somebody that we care about, somebody close, and it just matters what you do afterwards, because there's going to be the time of mourning, because of course there is, but it just matters what you do afterwards, you know, do you pick yourself up, or are you just going to keep wallowing? And I think to honor the memory of those who we lose, we always got to push forward. No matter what we do in life, no matter how far we fall, we always gotta find a way to just get back up. And I like that message. I think we all have our redemption story somewhere. And hopefully, any of you guys, any of the inmates that are going through issues, you know, just plow on through. I mean, it's hard. Very hard. And a lot of times, watching this stuff just helps us to move forward. I mean, we like the escapism. I know I do. You know, reading and watching and just, you know, especially the podcast with Captain Mike talking about all this stuff. It just allows us to go to a different place and instead of just, you know, always thinking about the negatives. And there's a lot of negative stuff out there in the world. Trust me, there is. But, you know, for a little while, we can just sit there and we can just enjoy each other's company and talk about stuff that we love. Sorry about that. A little tangent. Now, these two are gonna fight? I was wondering, did Bruce give her that? Now she's pissed off. Man. That's a nice ode to Clark and Bruce, by the way, because Clark basically did the same thing. Let's not forget about the Barry Allen Burton 90, by the way. Yeah, see? Yeah. I think everybody knows what's gonna happen. Damn! Just like the comics, by the way. Yeah, Antimatter is gonna kick some ass. Not as epic as in scale as the comic, but not too bad. Mobius and Nobu. Uh-oh, that's... Say so long, Earth One. Yep, just like the comic, the Antimatter Universe is what the Monitor, the Antimatter, wanted. Pariah is probably going to save the Paragons. The seven Paragons survive. Oh! Vanishing Point, if you guys have not... Season 1 callback of Legends of Tomorrow was a Vanishing Point. That's when they were fighting the Time Lords, Doctor Who. See, Mike? I lost $1 again. I forgot what they were called. What's happening to Superman here? Uh-oh. So, Superman... Typical. Lex Luthor finding a way. That was good. Good way to send it off. So we finish right now in the Vanishing Point with the seven Paragons and Lex Luthor taking the place of Superman. And of course, that was Crisis in Infinite Earths Part 3. Part 4 and 5 will start, I believe, a couple weeks. January 14th on Legends, and then the next night on Arrow will be the last one of the five-parter. Be interesting to see where they're going to go from here. In case you haven't seen, all the Earths have vanished, and Lex Luthor has he stole a page from the Book of Destiny, and maybe they're going to rewrite Destiny, rewrite world, so who knows? Anyway, guys, thanks for joining me, I appreciate it. I like doing these watch-alongs, especially on the Arrowverse, and I think, I've done a couple more, I've done some. But I think I'll do a couple more maybe in the future. Who knows? Maybe Captain Mike might join you for a couple. But as always, Twitter and Instagram @The Heroes Asylum and @The Heroes Asylum. And as always, from me to you.